This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
NFL kickoff on the way tonight. You can hear Eagles and Cowboys here on WGR. We're going to put together a fantastic four-way parlay coming up in a moment. We've got some calls to catch up on at 803-0550. Is Josh, what did you tell me? Mike and Asel still there? We'll get to Mike on a cell phone. Hey, Mike. Good morning.
Hey, guys. The McDermott thing. The caller before, talking about, he's the great, we'd never be where we are without McDermott. I think a lot of it comes from the decisions that he's made or hasn't made in big situations. I mean, we started at 13 seconds, but we forget about other stuff. The Baltimore game last year, we've got a 4th-and-1 at the 20-yard line with an opportunity to lock up the game. Absolutely, we win the game if we make the 4th-and-1. Instead, if going for it on 4th-and-1, he brings in Bass, who's been off and on all year as a field goal kicker, who kicks the field goal to make it an 8-point game. And, okay, we almost lose it. They almost tie that game, but for a drop. We look at the Kansas City game, and we talk about the fourth down that Josh, quote-unquote, didn't make it. But the play before, Kincaid clearly makes the first down. If he challenges that play, I don't think there's any question that he makes the first down and we don't get put into that situation.
Well, I don't agree. Well, I mean, we're really getting into, very small stuff. I don't agree at all that Kincaid got that spot. And I also don't really agree that you would just get that. Challenging spots is one of the biggest wastes of time you can get. You often do not get a half a yard that you might need. They only move a spot when it's a big move, and I'm sorry, I just don't buy it.
Well, I disagree with you because I've watched the replay.
Go watch the play. Watch the knee go down, and I think Kincaid is short on that play.
I disagree with you. But he's the worst in football in challenges.
That is correct. There have been numbers going back for 4 or 5 years. He's the lowest successful challenge percentage.
And then he's a defensive coach that consistently plays poor defense in the playoffs. And so I look at this and I say, I'm not saying I want to fire McDermott, but I'm saying the criticism of him as a defensive coach is, he a good coach because of one player? Is he a good coach because the stuff that he, the big time decisions that I see him make, a lot of times are wrong. And I just have a real problem with every time he's got the best quarterback in football, and we just seem to fail all the time. And is it him? I don't know.
Well, the fourth and one you're talking about was a 4th and 2 at the Baltimore 2. They kick a field goal to go up by 8. It's 4th and 2. The previous play, Josh Allen up the middle to the Baltimore 2 for no gain. Like, this is and here's a, like, does McDermott only get credit for the bad offensive plays or only the good ones? You know, like,
right.
The Bills' final drive there against Baltimore, I don't know. Does anybody really care about this? Josh runs for 5. Josh runs for 0. Then they kick a field goal. Like, is that conservative on Brady's part? Is it conservative on McDermott's part? I don't know. We don't get to get inside the headsets. 13 seconds is one that sits there for everybody, of course. Past that, like, I don't know. I don't think there are these massive glaring problems. I do think that, yes, their defense does not come to play in the playoffs against the Chiefs. We know that. But I always want to hang a little bit of a inflation-adjusted stat on that, because how does Josh Allen do when he plays the number one defense in football? What happens? What's his record against the number one defense in football? Isn't it great? He does whatever he wants all the time. How have the Chiefs done against Allen in the playoffs? Spagnuolo, this genius defensive coordinator that's so good, how's he done? He consistently gives up points to the Bills. He gave up 29. People say 29 should be enough to win. Yeah. Spagnuolo gave up 29. So,
right.
Geez, wow, Spagnuolo. He's really good in the regular season. Then you get to the playoffs, and Josh Allen hangs 29 on him. Like, I wanted to have at least a little bit of an inflation-adjusted, why is it harder to play defense in the playoffs? Because the teams are way better. You're not playing Jacksonville and Carolina. You're not playing the Saints. You're playing the Josh Allen caliber teams. Like, the Bills have a playoff game caliber team in week one on Sunday night. So if they give up 30 points, this is the conversation we had with Joe Marino yesterday, Joe, right? If they give up 30 points, you have to give a little bit of a, all right, well, young defense, a lot of new pieces, a lot of injuries, and they're playing Lamar. The Ravens over-under for points? Is the Ravens over-under for points 26? I think it is. I think it's 26.
But the one part that I don't think is arguable is he's getting worse results against the Chiefs than anybody else is. Because the Chiefs average 24 against everybody else and 34 against the Bills in the postseason.
Okay, I would ask part of that, just if I could play a little devil's advocate here. I'm not trying to overly defend McDermott. How much of that is because against the Bills they need more?
Versus when they play the Texans,
when they play the Browns, when they play the Dolphins. How many points did the Chiefs need against the Dolphins?
8.
The Dolphins scored 6.
They scored 7, yeah.
How many points do they need? If we're going to make this point about the Bills all the time, like, oh, well, Allen only put up X amount of points. Well, sure, if he needed to put up 50, might he have? That's game script does come into it. And in these games, the Chiefs always get, and trust me, this is a point against McDermott, so I'm not like arguing fully for him. I'm having the conversation here as people call in about it. How many points do they need? They're always getting what they need. That's the reality. They're always getting just what they need in the playoffs. So that, to me, that's good enough. The numbers are bad. The points against are bad. We've got reasons. We've got excuses. We've got injuries. But if the Bills only put up 10 points, I bet the Chiefs only put up 20. And would that be a win for the defense? I don't think so.
No, it'd be the Bengal game then, right? Because the Bengals only score 27. They scored 27, which,
right,
when you look at it, it's like, it's actually not terrible. You wouldn't say it's good. It's not terrible, but why was it 27?
If they needed 50, would they get 50?
Right, exactly. it was only 27 because they really had no need. They needed 11 in that game.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Interesting. Listen, today, some good calls, good conversation. Now it's football season. The McDermott's got to go.
The coach comes up.
The McDermott got to go. Door has opened on that party bus, and they've all poured into the parking lot. They are ready.
Yep.
They're ready to go. They're ready to go Monday morning, 6 a.m., Joe. Right? Right? They lose this game on Monday.
Yeah. If there, especially if there's like a, you know. But we didn't get a lot of these last year. The Ram game was really it, right? The clock management at the end of the Ram game was pretty tough. And
was tough.
That was a time where, you know, you could come out and be like, man, this coach. Otherwise, I don't really remember another day last year where you really could have done that.
Yeah.
So if you get something like that on Sunday night, then Monday will be that.
Houston.
But my that's right, and he's the coach and everything under his. But I wanted to defend him that day because of him getting caught on camera basically saying, what are we doing?
Right. Let's get our fantastic four-way parlay together. Quad box it on the YouTube chat. Let's go. All four of us ready to go. We're going to pick each a piece of tonight's game. Put together a four-way parlay. You want to jump
in with us? Owen's going to keep records.
I am. I'm going to keep all of our individual records and see how many times we hit.
Okay. We're going to forego the reality that if I pick something that's minus 300, my record's likely to be good as opposed to plus
300.
We'll just honor our system here. We'll do the best we can.
Because I was actually looking at a bet that is like really long odds, and I'm like, do I want that loss? I mean, I don't want to kill the parlay, so.
I'll put the odds of whatever we pick on my records. I'll keep track.
All right. I don't think you have to. It's fine.
All right, cool.
It's too much work.
Less work.
Same.
For me.
All right.
That's awesome.
Who's leading us off?
Who wants it? Josh. Wants it?
It's
Josh.
Owen's first one.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Welcome to the club.
I am going to go.
FanDuel same game parlay tab. Yep. Four pieces to a same game parlay tonight.
I'm going to rock a CeeDee Lamb anytime touchdown. Feels like Dallas will want him to score a touchdown. Just for the showmanship of it, and I think they're gonna kill the Eagle, or I think they're gonna kill.
All right,
get killed, so they're gonna have a lot of choices to do it.
All right, plus 145, I got Lamb to score.
Okay,
anytime touchdown,
CeeDee Lamb, anytime touchdown. Who wants next?
I'll take next. This is an interesting one. It looks like a new thing you can bet. Either player first touchdown score, so you can bet two different guys paired together.
Whoa,
I'm gonna go with Jalen Hurts or Saquon Barkley for the first touchdown scorer.
I don't know if that is a parlayable thing. Is it?
It's in the tab.
It is. Okay.
What are you going with?
You're going with Jalen Hurts
or Saquon Barkley. That's the thing. They're paired together as one bet.
All right.
For touchdown?
Yeah, it's at the top. Like if you go to the top, it's the third one down. Either player first touchdown scorer. It's in the same game parlay tab. That's what I see. All right.
I gotta find that. I didn't know that was a.
I think it's new.
Yeah, either player, anytime touchdown.
I like it. All right, Joe.
Hurts or Barkley? You picked a minus 900
No,
bet?
No. It's the first touchdown.
First touchdown.
Oh, jeez. Thank you.
Plus 165.
No, I'm not. No way.
This concept is new to me. Right. I didn't know about the either touchdown.
I'm going to go on an alternate spread here.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, I like Philly to win this game by double digits. So I'm going to take the Eagles minus. Let's go all the way up. Let's go 13.5.
Whoa.
13.
Two touchdowns. Eagles win by two touchdowns.
All right.
Dallas demoralized. Don't really know much about Brian Schottenheimer as a head coach other than what? Brian Schottenheimer got the job?
Right.
Like, okay. Yeah. 13.5. Let's
going for a blowout.
I'm also going game script here. This game script, the Eagles have to score first, so they're going to get a lead. And then are we going to keep that lead? Dallas gets a little punch along the way. You know, once we start to build out a four-piece same-game parlay, we got to keep game script. So there you go. 13.5.
All right. I will end. Thought about a long shot that I'm not going to do because I don't want to kill the bet here. What I was looking at.
I'm going to juice our numbers if you did it. What is it?
I know.
Was,
I mean, Kyrie Elam, 13.5.
Kyrie Elam to record an interception tonight
at
plus 1,000 because I think Deron Bland at nickel, Trayvon Diggs at other boundary, they are going to attack Kyrie Elam tonight.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to get roasted a lot, but in that system, he has more freedom to go after it.
Right.
So he's
going to
get burned, and he's probably going to get some turnovers this year. But what do you want? You want me to juice it up? You want my other bet? I mean,
is that in the same game parlay tab for us?
It is.
Where is it?
It's under D/ST, defensive/special teams, and then you got Elam to record interception at plus 1,000. That one, you're right, it doesn't go with the same game parlay.
Okay,
so good. Okay. Don't want it anyway. I'll do that on my own. I'm going to go under Saquon Barkley 93.5 rushing yards, and here's why. I think the Cowboys, because of the trade they just made, what are they doing? They're going to want to prove to everybody they can't get
Jerry
destroyed
Jones
by Saquon Barkley over and over and over. They trade for a defensive tackle. They clearly are talking this way. They want to hold Barkley in check. I think they tried to do what the Chiefs did last year at the Super Bowl. They're going to run in to stop Barkley. It's a crazy high number at 93.5 in the first place. For an over-under, it's a crazy high number. And I think you're going to see more Eagles passing today, like in the Super Bowl, than you see running.
So there's our game script, too. Eagles not only want to win, they want to run it up.
They're going to run it up. The Cowboys are going to say, we're going to stop the run. The Eagles say, all right, fine. We're going to throw it to A.J. Brown, who's being covered by Kyrie Elam.
Right.
All right. If we hit all these, 10 to win 380.
Love it.
Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start hot, fellas.
Good luck.
I'm going to take my Elam bet on the side. I do like that tonight.
That's interesting.
He's going to have 5 interceptions this year and 15 50-yard touchdowns.
Right,
because
that year when Diggs had all those interceptions, that was kind of
yes.
Like the story was like he's not really that good at covering people.
But he's getting
just can
picks.
Go catch the ball.
Yeah, that's exactly
and, like,
right.
They're allowed.
All right, Extendo Sports coming up. That's our fantastic 4-way parlay here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.